Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Talking Data Podcast. I'm Ed Burns of Search Business Analytics, and I'm here with my usual co-anchor, Jack Vaughn of Search Data Management. And so, Jack, I know that you just got back from MongoDB World, which sounded like a pretty exciting time down in New York. And so I was just wondering, before we jump into some of the things that you learned at the event, maybe you could give the uninitiated among us a little bit of a rundown on what exactly MongoDB is all about.
Sure. And like a lot of these things, it's a moving target. MongoDB is a NoSQL database, and it grew up out of the needs of some New York website developers, some pretty high-level people who didn't want to work with a relational database when they were storing data, because it just didn't scale for large-scale web applications. It's called a document database, which distinguishes it from some other types of NoSQL databases. It sort of grew up together with something called JSON, which is the JavaScript object notation. And that's a format that's very flexible. It came out as an alternative to XML and SOAP. It's very flexible for encapsulating data. You don't have to decide ahead of time, as with relational databases, exactly what your scheme is. And you can add it as you grow. In each JSON object, it doesn't matter if, say, there's an empty field. It still works. So again, it's been especially related to website activity. You know, just to touch briefly on some of the news at the show, the company which is moving to commercialize open source software, it's not an easy feat. They did bring in a new data store is now supported in MongoDB, and that's the Wired Tiger data engine.
And yeah, some other information from the conference. I know you were telling me that you've been seeing some repeated patterns and use cases in how people are trying to develop the MongoDB concept. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you've seen there?
We saw Citigroup using MongoDB last year, and that was part of our 2014 podcast coverage. This year we encountered ADP, the payroll specialist, EBSCO, the library online circulation fulfillment operation, and others. And there was no small similarity, Ed, between what they were doing with MongoDB. In each case, people are working with all sorts of data, but their existing systems, they seem to be tapped out in one way or another, either in terms of something like capacity vis-a-vis cost or speed to development. The ADP case that I saw discussed at the conference, it centered around mainframe systems to which they wanted to attach a modern CRM, customer relationship management system. They wanted to build the CR system of innovation that could tap into that legacy system, maybe not exactly in real time, but to build a system up to the minute enough for operations purposes. In effect, Ed, what they did was roll up a version of several mainframe databases into MongoDB. EBSCO, too, has lots of different data types that are rolled up, again, somewhat similarly. It seems that the new alternative forms of system integration are happening, and they're happening around Mongo and JSON sometimes. What we see is JavaScript developers using Mongo and JSON. JSON is the JavaScript object notation, and they're doing clever work with it. There's no question that JSON's rise and MongoDB's rise are closely tied.
All right. Well, thanks, Jack, for taking the time to run through some of your experiences at MongoDB World. It sounds like it was a pretty interesting event. And thank you to our listeners for joining us for this edition of the Talking Data Podcast.